Governor Cuomo says the state faces a $15 billion deficit for the current fiscal year and the next one, which begins in April. And he says unless President Joe Biden and Congress approve a bailout for state and local governments, there will have to be across-the-board cuts to state programs, including education. His budget proposal tries to mitigate those potential reductions by using the $4 billion in federal aid to help pay the state schools' day-to-day expenses. But State Education Commissioner Rosa says the money was intended to supplement already existing school funding and help with what she says are enormous new costs associated with operating school systems during the pandemic. She says the money is not meant to fund the district's basic operating costs.
We are opposed to a one-shot federal fund replacing needed state dollars for schools.
Senate Education Chair Shelley Mayer asked Commissioner Rosa to drill down on how the schools expect to target the federal dollars and detail
specific expenses districts incurred during the pandemic, either, you know, actual expenses of PPE, closure, additional overtime.
Rosa says the funds are needed to make up for significant learning loss that's occurred over the past year as schools closed for a time and then offered full or part-time remote learning. She says classroom instructions needed to be modified and expanded, and more services are needed to help families cope with their homes suddenly becoming classrooms. The money is also intended to be targeted towards students and communities with the greatest need, she says.
To ensure that the most impacted students, communities of color, English language learners, students with disabilities, poor communities, communities that we knew were going to be, they're normally impacted, now they're, this has exacerbated it, that those dollars would be used for that purpose.
Rosa is not the only one concerned. Bob Schneider, executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, says his members are also uncomfortable with using the federal allocation for anything other than its intended purpose. Schneider says the one-time infusion would not be repeated in future years, and that could leave big holes in school budgets.
And we're worried about that down the road. Then all of a sudden we're hit with huge cuts and we have to budget for even worse scenarios in the future. And this is all resting on the backs of our students, and we are not proponents of that.
The New York State United Teachers Union, in written testimony, says using the $4 billion to pay for schools' operating expenses could create a situation similar to the aftermath of the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009, when schools faced a persistent year-to-year funding deficit that has only recently been remedied. The teachers' union advocates raising taxes on the wealthy if Washington does not come through with a relief package. Commissioner Rosa says there is some good news in the governor's budget proposal. She says she's pleased that Cuomo has agreed to reimburse schools for costs incurred last spring when the districts used school buses to deliver instructional materials as well as meals to students who were unable to access subsidized breakfast and lunch programs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.